In the days when the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster was formed, several ministers in the Irish Presbyterian Church were interested in joining the new denomination. One who came closest was Reverend Ivor Lewis. He was the minister of a historical Presbyterian congregation, Berry Street, in the centre of Belfast. This put him in the line of succession from the famous Dr. Hugh Hannah, known to many as Roaring Hannah. As a fiery Welsh preacher himself and a nationally known evangelical leader, operating out of Berry Street Presbyterian, which was traditionally a seedbed of evangelicalism, and as a good friend of the young Ian Paisley, it seemed that Reverend Ivor Lewis had the perfect credentials to align himself with the new denomination. More than that, when a meeting was convened in the Ravenhill Evangelical Church with the elders of Lasarum to plot the course ahead for them, Reverend Ivor Lewis was present, as was Reverend Geoffrey Chart, the evangelical preacher who fell short of receiving a call to that Lasara congregation by a mere 2 votes. Mr. Lewis, Mr. Chart, and the Lasara elders had a long conversation together, and in the words of Reverend Paisley, at that time, it seemed that they were going to unfurl the flag with us and stand with us in the battle. What brought Reverend Ivor Lewis even closer to becoming a Free Presbyterian minister was a rather intriguing circumstance. The statement of faith that the new Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster published on the date of its formation, 17th of March 1951, it was printed on the back page of the order of service for that day, it was drawn up in the manse belonging to Berry Street Presbyterian Church by Reverend Paisley and Reverend Ivor Lewis. To decide, as these ministers subsequently did, not to join the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster dampened the zeal of some at the time, though it only nerved others to take a bold and courageous stand. Reverends Lewis and Paisley remained good friends, evidenced by the fact that when Mr. Paisley needed a young man to help in the newly formed and fast-developing witness of the Free Presbyterian Church, Mr. Lewis recommended Cecil Maneri to him. And Mr. Maneri became the first student accepted to train as a minister in the Free Church. And having served as minister in Risharkin for over 11 years, he moved to where it all had begun when he accepted a call to pastor the church in Crossgar. And despite the revolutions of time, the 8 points that were addressed that day as the Articles of Faith of the new Presbyterian Church of Ulster have remained virtually unchanged from then to now. They are, 1, the absolute authority and divine inspiration of the Old and New Testaments as the Word of God. 2, there is but one living and true God, and in the Godhead there are 3 persons, equal in power and glory, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. 3, the eternal sonship, virgin birth, and deity of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. 4, the personality of God the Holy Spirit, and the absolute necessity of his work in regeneration and sanctification, and his infilling of the indwelt believer for power to live and witness for Christ. 5, the substitutionary death of the Lord Jesus Christ and his resurrection as the only way of salvation from sin through faith. 6, God has appointed, besides the word and prayer, the sacraments of baptism and the Lord's Supper. 6a, baptism. The Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, under Christ, the great King and head of the church, realizes that bitter controversy raging around the ordinance of Christian baptism has divided the body of Christ, when that body should have been united in Christian love and Holy Ghost power to stem the onslaughts and hell-inspired assaults of modernism. Hereby affirms that each member of the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster shall have liberty to decide for themselves which course to adopt, each member giving due honour and love to the views held by differing brethren. 6b, the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper has been appointed by our Lord for remembrance of him in his work as Saviour. Its purpose to the child of God is for strengthening and the putting of a visible difference between the redeemed and the unregenerate. This sacrament will be observed once each month in every Free Presbyterian congregation or more frequently, as each local congregation shall decide. 7, the visible and personal return of our Lord Jesus Christ. 8, these articles, together with the larger and shorter catechisms and the Westminster Confession of Faith, form the subordinate standards of the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster. So essentially that day they said, here we stand.